February 4, 1922. Love, wandering and rejected, bursts into sobs. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen all panting, his breath was fire. And clasping me to himself, he told me, "My daughter, I want refreshment for my flames. I want to pour my love out, but my love is rejected by creatures. You must know that in creating man I released a quantity of love from within my divinity which was to serve as primary life of the creatures, so that they might be enriched, sustained, strengthened, and helped in all of their needs. But man rejected this love, and my love has been wandering from the time man was created, and it keeps going round without ever stopping. Rejected by someone, it runs to someone else in order to give itself. And as it is rejected, it bursts into sobs. So, lack of correspondence causes the sobbing of love. Now, while my love goes wandering and runs to give itself, if it sees someone who is weak or poor, it bursts into sobs and says to him, 'Ah, if you did not make me go wandering. If you had given me a place in your heart, you would have been strong, and you would lack nothing.' If it sees someone else who has fallen into sin, it bursts into sobs, 'Ah, if you had let me enter into your heart, you would not have fallen.' For another one whom it sees dragged by passions, muddied with earth, love cries and, sobbing, it repeats to him, 'Ah, if you had taken my love, passions would not have life over you, the earth would not touch you, my love would be enough for you in everything.' So, in each evil of man, small or big, love bursts into sobs and continues to go wandering in order to give itself to man. And when in the Garden of Gethsemane all sins presented themselves before my humanity, each sin carried the sob of my love. All the pains of my passion, each blow of the lash, each thorn, each wound, were accompanied by the sob of my love, because if man had loved, no evil could have come. Lack of love made all evils and even my very pains germinate. In creating man, I acted like a king who, wanting to make his kingdom happy, takes a million and makes it circulate, so that whoever wants it may take from it. However, as much as it circulates, only a few take a few cents. Now, the king is anxious to know whether the peoples are taking the good he wants to do for them, and he asks whether his million is finished so as to put out more millions. But he is answered, 'Majesty, just a few cents.' The king feels sorrow in hearing that his people is not receiving his goods, nor does it appreciate them. So, going out into the midst of his subjects, he begins to see some covered with rags, some sick, some starving, some shivering with cold, some homeless. In his sorrow, the king bursts into sobs, and says, 'Ah, had they taken my money I would see none of them dishonoring me, covered with rags, but rather, well dressed. Nor would I see them sick, but healthy. I would see no one on an empty stomach and almost dead from starvation, but full. Had they taken my money, no one would be homeless. They could have very well built themselves a room in which to take shelter.' In sum, for each misfortune he sees in his kingdom, he has a sorrow, a tear. And he cries over his million which the ingratitude of his people rejects. However, the goodness of this king is so great that, in spite of all this ingratitude, he does not withdraw this million. He lets it continue to circulate, hoping that other generations may take the good which others have rejected, so that he may receive the glory of the good which he has done for his kingdom. So I do, I will not withdraw my love which has been released. It will continue to go wandering. Its sobbing will last still, until it finds souls who would take this love of mine up to the last end, so that my crying may cease, and I may receive the glory of the dowry of love which I released for the good of creatures. But do you know who are the fortunate ones who will make the sobbing of my love cease? The souls who will live in my will. They will take all the love rejected by the other generations. By the power of my creative will, they will multiply it as much as they want, and for as many creatures as have rejected it. Then will my sobbing cease, and the sob of joy will take its place. And love, satisfied, will give to these fortunate ones all the goods and the happiness which the others did not want.